thanks so much for joining us as we get ready to bring in a new year. It's getting close. We started this year, 2022, by looking at the names of God. As we end 2022, we're doing the same thing. Today, we want to look at this title, The Bread of Life. Jesus as the Bread of Life. So Jesus surprised his disciples when he told them to feed the crowd. The group that day consisted of around 10,000 men, women, and children who had gathered to see and hear Jesus. The disciples had neither the food nor the money to provide a meal for such a large number of people. All the disciples could find was a boy who had 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. And with that boy's lunch, Jesus fed the crowd, and there were 12 baskets of leftovers. From that day on, the crowd was enamored with Jesus, but they were enamored for the wrong reasons. Jesus told them that they were only following him because he fed them. And then Jesus used the symbol of bread to explain why he came. Here's what he said in John chapter 6, 33 through 35. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. They said to him, Sir, give us this bread always. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall never go hungry. Whoever believes in me shall never thirst. St. Augustine, one of the early church fathers, wrote a book titled Confessions. And in that book, he described his life apart from God and his quest to try to find everything to fill his empty heart. He tried everything. Augustine explained his search. He said this, quote, the reason was that inside me there was a famine of inward food. I was starving for you, my God. Starving for God. Can you relate to Augustine? Are you suffering from a famine of inward food? Are you starving for God? Well, Jesus is the bread of life. He came down from heaven to fill that spiritual hunger. And all who trust in him will be spiritually satisfied, not only today and tomorrow, but forever. If you're searching and you're hungry, if you have unsuccessfully tried to fill your life with all the stuff of the world, today I ask you to trust in Jesus, the bread of life. Use this following prayer to ask him to fill your heart and quench your spiritual hunger. Lord Jesus, I can relate to St. Augustine. I've tried everything to fill the void in my life. I've tried all the things that the world has to offer, and I come up empty. I long for spiritual meaning and satisfaction. I long for the bread of life. So today I trust in you, Jesus, as the only one who can fill my famine of inward food. I'm starving for you. Fill my life with your presence, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Man, if you prayed that prayer, we'd love to know it so we can help you on your journey. Just go to Ron Moore at ronmoore.org, ronmoore@ronmoore.org, and let us know that you trusted in Jesus.